This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shweta Jananda and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which moved the markets on 12th of October, that's Monday. Well, from power outage in Mumbai to technical glitch in Nifty, which temporarily stopped rates from updating, an economic package from the finance minister that failed to lift investor sentiment led to volatility on D Street. Now, Sensex recovered from the lows to close in the green for the 8th consecutive day in a row, while the Nifty 50 also recovered from the lows, but it failed to reclaim 12,000 levels. Now, Sensex and Nifty recorded its longest gaining streak in 30 months. Now, if you look at the final tally on D Street, then Sensex rose 84 points to close at 40,593, while the Nifty 50 closed 16 points higher at 11,930. Now, to sustain the market trend, a lot will depend on the size of the effectiveness of the stimulus, cash voucher and advanced schemes. Sops to government employees failed to sort of cheer the sentiment as it did not provide the required boost to economy as expected. That's what some of the fundamental experts told Money Control. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in IT, healthcare, FMCG, while some profit booking was seen in metals, telecom, oil and gas and realty stocks. Now, on the broader markets front, the mid-cap index fell 0.48%, while the small-cap index closed with losses of 0.4%. Now, top Nifty gainers include names like ITC, Infosys and UPL, and top Nifty losers include names like Bharti Airtel, JSW Steel and GAIL India. Now, in terms of stocks and sectors, well, sectorally, the action was seen in the IT index. That was up 1.4%, followed by the healthcare index that rose 0.46%, and the FMCG index was up 0.27%. Now, profit-taking was seen in the metal index that was down by 3.6%, followed by the telecom index that was down by 1.7%, and the oil and gas index was down by 1.1%. Now, volume spike of more than 100% was seen in stocks like SRF, Naukri, and Coforge. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Coforge, Wipro, and Infosys, while short buildup was seen in stocks like Canara Bank, SAIL, as well as MGL. Now, more than 100 stocks on the BSE hit a fresh 52-week high that include names like L&T Infotech, Violent Organics, Hero Motor Corp, as well as Apollo Hospitals. Now, let's also look at how Nifty is placed in terms of technicals. Well, Nifty formed a doji kind of a candle on the daily charts, and as Nifty witnessed a mild sell-off from the critical psychological resistance point with an intraday high of 12K, the twin momentum oscillators generated a sell signal. Hence, in the next couple of trading sessions, Nifty is expected to move sideways, or a dip towards 11,800 levels is expected. But slightly bigger correction can be expected if Nifty closes below 11,790. That's what Mazhar Mohammed of ChartView India.in said. Now, as the momentum is high despite negative advance decline ratio for fourth consecutive session in a row, if Nifty manages to close above 12,000 level in the next session, then index can head higher towards 12,200, that is 12,200 levels, whereas weakness on intraday basis can get accelerated if Nifty trades below 11,867 levels with an initial target of 11,800. That's what he said. Now, for the time being, current volatility phase, traders are advised to avoid directional bet on the index by shifting focus towards these stock-specific opportunities. That's what Mazhar Mohammed of ChartView India.in recommends at this point in time. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.